A deepening crisis has gripped Bolivia as that nation's first indigenous president, Evo Morales, works for the approval of a new constitution. Violent clashes between the president's supporters and opponents in recent weeks has claimed more than a dozen lives. A constituent assembly approved a new Bolivian constitution last December, although the session was boycotted by the rightist opposition. The new charter, which nationalizes resources, guarantees the right of the indigenous majority, access to land and basic services such as water, education, health care and electricity, is scheduled for a national referendum vote on December 7th. In an August 10th recall election, scheduled to break the political stalemate, Morales won 67% of the vote, up from 53% support in the 2005 presidential election. While two opposition governors lost their seats, four of Morales' main opponents survived the recall vote. On September 9th, anti-Morales protesters looted and burned many government offices in Santa Cruz, an opposition stronghold in the resource-rich eastern lowlands. On September 11th, more than a dozen indigenous Morales supporters were murdered in Pando province. The president arrested Pando's governor, charging him with ordering the killings. Morales also expelled U.S. Ambassador Philip Goldberg, accusing the diplomat of conspiring with opposition groups to undermine his government. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Melissa Draper, assistant director of the Democracy Center in Cochabamba, Bolivia. She talks about the origins of the violence and negotiations now underway between Morales and his opponents to reach national consensus and end the political unrest.
We've seen violence lash out here as of September 9th, and it's really been building for many months. There's a strong opposition movement that is based in the four eastern lowland provinces of Santa Cruz, Beni, Pando, and Tarija. And the governors of those four departments have stood up against Morales and his intended agenda for change and trying to bring more equality throughout the country and give powers back to some of the indigenous poor, which, as they say, have been marginalized for centuries here. So we've got a large landed elite in the eastern lowlands who don't want to respond to changes that Morales has suggested in the Constitution, which would include a massive redistribution of land and would also allow him as president to be reelected. So they're concerned about the shift in power here. It's a strong shift, as we've seen in the August 10th referendum on Morales' mandate, which gave him a 67% approval rating, but also kept those four opposition governors in power as well. So we've got a basis of serious exchange of power and concern for the fact that the indigenous majority might actually be gaining more of this power, and that might affect some really deep-seated privileges that these eastern lowland landed elites that are primarily of European descent might see a change in their position.
President Evo Morales expelled the U.S. Ambassador Philip Goldberg on September 10th, I believe it was. He was charged with supporting opposition governors and groups that have committed some of this violence. Tell us more about that expulsion and how many facts back up the charge that this ambassador was meeting regularly with these opposition groups and that money was being siphoned off to them.
Ambassador Goldberg was kicked out just in reaction to that violence that we saw on September 9th in Santa Cruz. And Morales' basis for that was supposedly because Ambassador Goldberg had just met with one of these eastern lowland governors, one of the opposition leaders, as well as the Chuquisaca governor. And that was right around the time that both of those governors came out and denounced Morales, and also just around the sparking of that violence. There has been a tenuous relationship in general between the Morales administration and the U.S. Embassy, but this is obviously the height of it. Unfortunately, Morales did not go through any diplomatic channels. He kind of spontaneously announced it in a talk he was giving to supporters. Unfortunately, it's going to lead to some serious repercussions here in the country, of which we've just seen proposed cancellation by President Bush of Bolivia being a beneficiary for this APDEA, which is the trade preference that's very important for the textile industry here in Bolivia. And we're going to see some very upset Bolivians because of that. I have to say that I do not think Ambassador Goldberg acted very diplomatically according to how tenuous the situation was. Surely he can be supportive of dialogue, and the U.S. should be supportive of dialogue and negotiation between these two very extreme camps. And it was not appropriate for him to be meeting with opposition leaders. Even if he wasn't inciting the violence, it was perceived as though, by many, that he was.
What's the current state of negotiations between Evo Morales' government and opposition leaders? We've heard that the negotiations had started and that they will continue sometime later this week.
Yes, that's right. The negotiations started here in Cochabamba, where we are, on September 18th. And so that was a big step forward in terms of calming the potential for more sparks of violence across the country. But right now they're in suspension, and that's primarily to give two of the four working groups more time to work out some of the details associated with the distribution of the hydrocarbon gas taxes and the autonomy issue, which is addressed in the Constitution. Those two working groups requested more time, and so President Morales and one of the leading opposition governors agreed to suspend the negotiations until the 5th. So this Thursday, they'll come back together and hopefully proceed with an agreement.
What are the chances that Bolivians will get to vote on a December 7th referendum on a new constitution that, as you referenced before, really makes some dramatic changes and gains for the indigenous majority of Bolivia?
Depending on how the negotiations go, it could very likely be pushed back. The Constitution is such a heated issue here because it's at the core of changing the balance of power. And although hopefully we'll see some steps forward with this negotiation in the coming week, I think there's a good chance that we'll see that that's going to be put off, hopefully not by violence, but perhaps by more talks and some resistance by both sides. So it's hard to tell right now if that's actually going to come off, as Morales hopes it will.
That was Melissa Draper, Assistant Director of the Democracy Center in Cochabamba, Bolivia. Visit the center's website at democracyctr.org.